Hey, it's the Ralphie Radio Show, and it's a pleasure to finally meet in person. He's called into the show a couple times, B.O.B., Bobby Ray. You know, this is interesting the way the timing of these interviews work out, because May 15th, 2010 was the date that B.O.B. presents The Adventures of Bobby Ray, named the number one album in the country. So we're coming out, you know, the one-year...
birthday.
Wow, so that's a big day for you. One-year anniversary of the album.
And you know me, I try to stay away from, like, a lot of stats all the time. You know, I don't want to get too caught up in stats. I'd rather just play the game and then look at the stats at the end of the game. But we work hard on that album, man. Like, we, you know, just my whole team, like, everything that it takes to maintain that type of movement, you know what I mean? To maintain that type of, you know, energy and that type of the music and the fans, you know, it's like, I think that's what really gave the album the longevity.
You know, again, looking back on it a year later, how unconventional for an artist that, at least for mainstream radio, was relatively unknown. And your first single, A Guy on the Hook, Bruno Mars, who was also relatively unknown, for that song to be accepted the way it was. I mean, again, do you look back on it and scratch your head like, wow, how did we do that?
I definitely didn't think that everything was going to happen as quickly as it did. You know, like, that's, it definitely took me by surprise. But I was always prepared for it. I always wanted it. You know, I always wanted, you know, I always saw myself here. You know, I never doubted it. But, you know, just as an underground artist, as I was coming up and, you know, just trying to break into, you know, you define your own success, but, you know, just trying to get to the point where you have a steady income as an artist, you know, that takes years to get. So, you know, I think that fire that keeps you doing that, that's what creates the type of stamina that will allow you to continue to be a world artist or a touring artist or whatever type of artist that you want to be, you know?
B.O.B. here on the Ralphie Radio Show, you mentioned earlier how much hard work went into The Adventures of Bobby Ray in the production of that album and then in the release. Obviously, your label mate, Lupe Fiasco, his struggles well documented as well with his album. It's something you could relate to, I'm sure.
Definitely. You know, I feel like with Lupe, he really embraced it. You know, even though it's a real challenging thing to really, you know, go through the, you know, the dualism of an artist and the business side of it, you know. But, you know, it's almost kind of like a necessary evil in a sense, you know, with just the forces that be that oppose the type of music you're trying to make, you know. I've always been frank my whole life. I've always been like the type of person to say something, nigga, like, whoa. Say that kind of too soon, but, you know, it's a gift and a curse. It's a double-edged sword.
And you toured with Lupe right when Nothing on You was becoming a huge hit. So I would imagine even on the road, you guys had a lot of conversations, and he kind of tried to prepare you as much as he could for this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, Lupe really looked out for me in a huge way, especially at the point that I was at, you know, and, you know, I remember on tour, he presented me with a cake for my album release day. It was like album birthday.
Oh, wow.
And he bought an album. So that was a very memorable moment for me.
Recently, the demo of Airplanes that Lupe had cut and leaked onto the internet, did you know the history behind that song before you cut your verses for it, or no?
Definitely. You know, every song that, I mean, just honestly speaking, you know, in the music industry, there are songs that float around for some years that have nothing but a hook and a beat. You know, it's a beat with a hook on it, and a lot of the times those are the songs that the label has, you know, as like, all right, we're gonna push these songs. This song is gonna be, you know, it's almost like an outfit, you know, and as an artist, sometimes it's frustrating because it's like, I don't want to wear that outfit. I want to make my own outfit and wear it, you know, because I have a sense of style also, and I'm pretty sure my fans like the type of outfits that I wear. But not.
And I'm pretty sure if anybody knows what they like from me, it would be me.
Yeah, exactly. And, but you know, at the same time, you know, a lot of people say, you know, A&Rs and labels are, you know, wrong. They don't know what they're talking about. But sometimes, you know, artists have to admit, sometimes us as artists don't know what we're talking about. Sometimes we get too caught up in just what we want, and it becomes more about proving a point than it does making music for the fans. So you really got to find that balance between when to say, no, I'm good, I don't want that, like, I'm good, and saying, okay, I'll try it out, let's see, you know, because you can't compromise what you are as an artist just for the what you're supposed to be, you know what I mean, what you're supposed to be doing, you know.
Absolutely. Wrapping up with B.O.B. here on the Ralphie Radio Show, what can we expect from you forthcoming, man?
Right now I'm working on my album, and I feel like this is a very special project. You know, I feel like it's even more special than the first album. You know, I feel like it'll really be something that people will embrace as a... I don't even want to say, you know, I'm not going to say that.
Whoa, no, you can't go that far to stop.
I gotta stop. It's like, I don't, you know.
right, well, just tell me this much. Did you end up getting in the studio with Pat Monahan yet or no?
Not yet.
Lead singer from Train, of course, we're talking about. Not yet?
Not yet, not yet. I actually, you know, he's actually in Atlanta a lot, but, you know, we're going to get in and, like, possibly, maybe, you know, I can't give away too much. Yo, he's good. He's good.
Thank you. I do it. You know, you got to do your homework every now and then. B.O.B., my man, Bobby Ray.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much for the time. Right.